Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
To the hour, may the force be with you. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 12 years. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is one of my favorite books in the world. Also Warp Speed Growth, among others. And he's one of the smartest guys I know and somebody that we turn to when we want to really get better at what we're doing, become a better CEO of our companies. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me on again.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Peter, one of my mentors once said to me, I was tilting at a windmill, I think, and he set me down many, many years ago, and he said, Jim, let me say this to you. He says, sometimes you got a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight. What do you think?
I think, as usual, your mentors are great, and you're a great mentor to bring that up. I think that's a really good discussion, not just in terms of choosing your battles, but more fundamentally, in finding ways to increase your access to the time that you have and want to have. Time is your most precious resource in business for most of us, and we tend to use it in good ways and sometimes not so good ways. Choosing the right battles for the right reason is what gives you more time to get other things done. And if you have more time, you can get more revenue and more fun out of your business.
Mm-hmm. And when you say battles, you know, this could be anything, right? It could be an idea that you have you want to pursue. It could be a challenge that you're facing. It could be an opportunity that you want to take advantage of, whatever. The battle covers a lot of territory, doesn't it?
It does indeed, and it should be your choice of which of those you want. I have three specific tactics to use for that, but they're all based on one concept. And I can give those three if you want, but the concept is simple.
I would like to put out a three.
Be a pleasure. I'll start with the concept, though. The concept is that if you fight to protect, it's not the same as striving to grow. And your business is not about protecting yourself and your family and your customers and your employees. Your business is about growing yourself for yourself and for them. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'd like for you to say that again. If you fight to protect, it's not the same
as striving to grow. You always have the option. Am I here to be defensive or to grow? And if I'm here to be defensive, I'm going to lose.
Mm-hmm. And if you're fighting to protect, that means your shields are up and you're not going to learn anything.
You're not going to grow yourself or your business. And
think about that,
why
folks.
Are we here?
If you got employees that are like this, sometimes we all do. We have employees that don't want to go along, and so you need to say that, okay, is this employee are they pushing back because they are trying to create a better idea, they're trying to give us good feedback, or are they pushing back just because they're protecting their fiefdom, their little territory? What do you think, Peter?
I think you're right. Now, take that to the most important employee any one of us have, ourselves.
Right.
When we just pick up a project, we pick up a battle, we pick up something we want to work on, are we doing it because it's defensive or because we want to grow ourselves or our business?
Mm-hmm.
We get that.
Now, you said you had three
strategies for this. You know, I'll give you a summary of what they are, and then we can go as much detail as you want. So the first decision you get to make is, do we just take the battles that come along to us in the sequence they come? Second decision is, what is the benefit if we take on any specific battle benefit to us? And the third one is, should we just walk away from battles that may not be wrong, but just aren't right? Mm-hmm. And those three help define what we do with our time and therefore what we have access to in terms of time, how to use our resource there.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really good filter to drop anything that you're doing, you're contemplating doing. Folks, you know, this, I really like the way, Peter, that you're talking, you're catching this in the terms of time, because you're exactly right. A small business owner is time starved. We don't have enough time. We have too many hats to wear, too many things to do, but we do want to take advantage of things. We do want to protect ourselves from things that go bump in the night. And so how do we decide which one to go for? So, Peter, when we come back after these messages, we're going to drop some of these things through your filters. I'm going to call them filters. You can call them philosophy with these three different principles. I like that, but I'm going to call it a filter because, folks, if you'll drop it through Peter's filter, what will come out on the other side is what you should do. Tony Till, right back with Peter Meyer after these messages. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us.
New York's bad, but it ain't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.